Nolte, Spotify Ends Podcast Deal with Harry and Meghan. By John Nolte on June 16, 2023. Spotify Ends Podcast Deal with Couple, says the far-left's BBC headline. The couple in this case is a couple of insufferable, ungrateful smugs known as Harry and Meghan. The BBC, which is not known for its moral courage when it comes to reporting news inconvenient to anything left-wing, appears to be one of the few, if not the only outlet reporting this news accurately. Every other corporate media outlet is spinning the news this way. Far-left NBC News, Prince Harry and Meghan's deal with Spotify ends as they agree to part ways. Far-left Forbes, Harry and Meghan's Spotify podcast deal ends. Far-left Washington Post, Spotify, Prince Harry and Meghan end podcast deal after one season. Far-left Knoll, Harry and Meghan's Archul Audio and Spotify have mutually agreed to part ways. It was a mutual parting, you see. Yeah, right. Here's what happened. Back in 2020, Spotify dropped somewhere in the vicinity of $25 million on these simpering, mercenary family backstabbers. There was just one problem: the backstabbers failed to deliver. All Spotify got for its $25 million was 12 episodes of a podcast called Archetypes, which was really Meghan talking to her celebrity pals, like Serena Williams and Mariah Carey. Apparently, like the rest of the world, I never tuned in. These fabulously wealthy and privileged women sat around whining about stereotypes cast on women throughout history. When the agreement with Spotify was first announced, reports the BBC, it was billed as a relationship which would produce several series, but in the end, only one materialized. Well, what did Spotify expect? Two miscreants greedy enough to publicly stab their own family in the back aren't exactly the type to honor a contract, are they? There is a bright spot. American media reports suggest the royal couple failed to meet the productivity benchmark required by Spotify, and therefore wouldn't be receiving the full value of the contract. Oh, so maybe Spotify did go into this knowing just how despicable these two are. Here's another piece of spin rolling around the fake media. Out of the gate, Archetypes launched at the top of Spotify's podcast charts last August, notched a People's Choice Award, and was also number one internationally when it debuted. Yeah, well, a lot of things buried in hype debut at the top. I doubt Spotify would have dumped it if it had remained on top. Here's the thing. Spotify is in financial trouble, so it's dropping the dead weight. And there's not much out there that's dead weightier than these two crybabies. The news Thursday comes as Spotify laid off 200 employees, notably audio engineers. The cuts followed a larger staff reduction earlier this year when 6% of its total workforce, then at 9,800, were shown the door. One big exit was TV vet and former Condé Nast Entertainment boss Don Ostrov, who was key at Spotify in signing pricey and prolific talent deals. During her tenure, Spotify shelled out more than $1 billion acquiring podcast assets and locking up exclusive deals with such talent as Joe Rogan and Dax Shepard. But look who didn't part ways with Spotify. Joe Rogan and Dax Shepard. The story ends with the world being assured that Harry and Meghan are scrounging around for a new deal that will allow them to produce content, even though they didn't produce the content they had agreed to with Spotify. Well, at least Harry and Meghan's Netflix deal is going well. Oh.